Welcome to the Your Own Medicine podcast. Thank you for listening. My name is Callie Klug, and I am a yoga teacher and somatic practitioner in Southern California. Your Own Medicine podcast was really created with this idea and this intention of bringing knowledge to you to access the medicine within you and within your own body. So thank you for listening. Let's go. Welcome to this YouTube episode or podcast episode, however you're taking in this information. You might hear some squeaks in the background, and that's because Daisy's playing with her toy. That's just the way it is. So that's what you're hearing, is her little happy squeaks. Okay. So in this episode, I want to talk about this topic that I saw introduced by someone on my Instagram, and it's at what point does being the villain or being in your villain era actually turn into you just being an asshole? And I feel like this topic has so much nuance, and honestly, somatics in general have a lot of nuance. It's not very binary, it's not black and white, and that's why I love it. And that's why longer form content on these subjects, I think, is really important, because we're able to explore the nuance together. And it's not just like a 10-second video on Instagram or TikTok. So I'm going to read this comment. It was actually on this post I made that talked about entering your villain era. And someone commented this, and I am so glad she commented this, because it led into a whole nother post that I made, and then here we are today. So it says, I can completely honor this. However, I lost a very dear friend to this kind of thinking. Like, she went way overboard to the point where she was showing narcissistic behaviors, and ultimately our friendship ended by her telling me I couldn't understand the level of consciousness she was speaking to me from, that I was trying to dominate her reality, and that I had been toxic to her. Mind you, I'm aware there are two sides to a story. I was always a steady, strong friend to her. The confusion for me was pretty unreal. I feel like she entered her villain era, but that came with a lot of really entitled choices on her end that made me feel so unworthy and unloved. Oh my gosh. I really feel that. I feel that deeply. I had a very similar experience that I'm going to share here in a moment. But reading that comment the first time really hit me. And just even now reading that again, I'm like, I feel it. And notice how it lands in your body as well. Throughout the episode, notice how what I say lands, or how it feels in your body. Does it cause activation? Does something land really well? Do you feel seen? Do you feel an unclenching? Does your stomach clench up? So just notice, how did that land for you? For me, it caused a little bit of tension, but I also feel a sense of relief in that, because I had, like I said, a similar experience, and knowing that it wasn't isolated to just myself feels expansive. So, yeah, I feel like we could get into that comment a lot, but we're gonna keep it to what I planned, because rereading that, I'm like, oh man, you could really go and get in there. And yeah, but I made some notes. So okay, my response to this when I saw this was, God, I'm so fucking sorry. That is devastating. That's absolutely devastating. And I then introduced this idea about this overswing that happens. When we have been people-pleasing for a long time, there's something that happens. It's this natural overswing. I'm going to put a chart right here. If you are listening to the podcast, you can refer to the YouTube video. It's kind of hard to explain without the graph, but I'm going to do my best. So there's this graph called polyvagal theory. And when we've been spending a lot of time in dorsal vagal. And we've been spending a lot of time in dorsal vagal. So that's this free state, this shutdown, which is essentially what happens when we are fawning or people pleasing. I mean, fawning is a trauma response that really looks like people pleasing. It really is people pleasing. When we have been spending a lot of time in that state, when we come out of it, we swing pretty hard through this rage state. And I'm not going to go too deep into that, but it's something that's biological. They've even observed mice before that have been bat around by cats for minutes or hours at a time. And they were in a stupor. There it is. And they were frozen, and they were in this dorsal vagal shutdown free state. It's called tonic immobility, where the body thinks that you may experience death. So there's a lot of numbness. There's a lot of disconnection. You might even have an out-of-body experience. But then when you come back and you start to regulate back and things start to come back online, you move through fight or flight, which is a sympathetic state, which is explosive and strong and high energy. And they've actually even observed these mice getting bat around by these cats coming out of a free state and fighting the cats, where they'll charge the cat and then they'll run away. And the cat is kind of shocked because they don't expect a mouse to attack it. I love that story. So that's what happens when we are in a prolonged free state. And that's why if you have experienced being in a prolonged free state and then coming out of it and being like, I'm fucking pissed, I'm really mad, that's could be what it is. It could be this extreme rage state where there's also a sense of dissociation with that as well. So that's what I think probably happened to this woman's friend. She probably spent a lot of her life people pleasing. And then when she came out of it, there's a lot of rage that you experience. And many of us, especially if you have spent a lot of time people pleasing, you literally don't know what to do with that kind of energy. And we probably don't have the skills to communicate or articulate our feelings in a way that is actually helpful, because we just don't have that vocabulary. We've not ever practiced it. Like, it's a practice. And if I've spent my whole life saying, no, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good, and then I'm like, wait, I'm not okay, how do I say this? We might not do it in the most graceful way. And I've experienced that myself many times. Okay, that's why we're here. Because I'm telling you what to not do. So basically what happens is that we go from having porous boundaries. I'm going to show another chart here in the YouTube. We go from having porous boundaries, which is what we experience in fawning, porous boundaries or lack of boundaries. And instead of having healthy boundaries, which is kind of the space where, actually, I don't even like the word healthy because that insinuates that the other two are unhealthy. Let's just say balanced boundaries. Instead of having balanced boundaries, we move into this state where we're having rigid boundaries. And sometimes rigid boundaries are necessary, okay? But with the people that we love and we've probably had really wonderful relationships with, rigid boundaries can be relationship ending and very hurtful. And this woman actually says at the end, I felt very unworthy and unloved. And that's what it can. They're not great to receive. Like I said, if you want to continue your relationship with this person. So, and they can be hurtful as well. And also dehumanizing. And I would say here, that I think this is where we start to enter asshole territory. Because being a villain, from my perspective, is it's really just prioritizing your own needs, orienting towards your own needs, honoring your own needs after a lifetime of not doing that. And that can feel very villainous for recovering people pleasers. Voicing your needs, having boundaries, saying no, basically coming back to equilibrium. It feels very villainous for us recovering people pleasers. Asshole territory is when you start to dehumanize people, especially friends and family that you have issues with, when you start to fully dehumanize them. And then also, I think this is what this woman felt, was dehumanized. And then also when there's narcissistic behavior, and she also mentioned this as well, narcissistic behaviors. And narcissistic behaviors happens. This just looks like basically saying that my needs are more important than yours, but to the point where I'm actually going to push my reality onto you. So I'm going to say,
hello, I'm currently in editing and I'm really feeling like I did not articulate the narcissistic dynamic that I'm trying to explain here. So I'm going to use this quote that I found on this Instagram page called Narcissism Rehabilitation. And it says, "You cannot shame or belittle people into changing their behaviors." And I think what happens when we have spent our whole life people pleasing, when we start to try to articulate our needs and voice our needs, it can overswing into, instead of us just saying what we need or leaving when something's not serving us, can actually turn into us bullying, shaming, or belittling people into changing their behaviors. This is narcissistic behavior, when we try to change someone's behavior by shaming, belittling them, or bullying them. And I think this is what the woman who wrote this comment in likely experienced. I know it's what I have experienced, and it's not a great thing to be the receiver of. And yeah, so that's what I'm trying to articulate here, is it's really this narcissistic dynamic. It's not effective at getting people to change their behavior. It's like using a shock collar on a dog, where yes, you may see some behavioral change, but it's not really super effective, and it often leads to the person who received the bullying, shame, or belittling to feel further traumatized or frozen, and it's really not a super healthy dynamic. So that's what I was trying to explain here, and that's what I think this woman is trying to express in this comment she wrote in.
Receiving these kinds of, this kind of behavior can be very dehumanizing. One thing I said in the post I made in response to this is that all feelings are acceptable, but all behaviors are not. I'm going to just share a vague experience that I had, just to give some more context. I think what stands out to me from that experience is, like I just said, the dehumanizing feeling of like how I was like, it's me. Like, I'm, don't you remember? Like, I'm your friend. Like, I want to work through this with you. Didn't feel solution oriented. I fully understood what was happening in that moment, was that overswing that we talked about earlier from polyvagal theory. And nonetheless, it still really hurt. And I felt similar to this woman that commented, like, it felt heartbreaking. And so that's why, like I said, I've been on both sides of this, where I've been the person setting really rigid boundaries, and I've also been the receiver of it. And this whole topic of people pleasing is very nuanced. And that's why these longer form content experiences are really lovely. So I have a few more to recommend. That's pretty much all my thoughts on that for today. And what I will say too before finishing is, like, if you are on the receiving end of this, I think recognizing that this behavior is narcissistic, it's cruel, and also if someone has a issue with you, there are ways to let people know that you have conflict with them that you'd like to resolve in ways that are kind. That is possible. And I have a whole episode on that on YouTube and on my podcast. That's called Embodied Boundaries, and it is specifically for setting boundaries with people that are beloved to you and you want to stay in relationship with. Family members you feel safe around, friends, partners, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, people that are safe relationships. There are ways to do it in a kind way. And yeah. And so know that if you're on the receiving end of this. And then also if you feel like you are on the other side where you're the friend that's really angry and you are having so much rage towards a friend or a family member or a person, I'm not making this to say that I think in certain cases, cutting people off is really the healthiest thing you can do, especially if you've listened to my episodes with Dr. Justine Weber. Sometimes that's the best option. But if you are on the side where you're feeling a lot of rage, know that there are ways that you can metabolize your anger on your side of the fence. So you can do clear conflict resolution with those that are beloved to you, that you can have clarity around any rigid boundaries that you feel you need to make, and that you are taking care of that super fucking intense charge of anger on your side. There's practices to do that. There's philosophy, but most importantly are the practices and understanding what's happening in your body. I have a episode on that. It's actually like a workshop called Divine Rage. That's always my most popular one because all us recovering people pleasers, we experienced that. And I experienced that and I didn't know what was happening. I just knew I was fucking pissed at everyone. When I was road raging, I was mad at little things. And it wasn't that I was actually mad at these little things. It was like years of repressed anger coming up. And it makes it really hard to tell, like, am I actually mad at you? Or am I mad about like 15 years of repressed things that I said, oh yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, so Divine Rage is my one-on-one workshop on how to metabolize that, how to understand it, and how to support your body in this intense charge, because anger and rage are intense and they're very intense. And so just check that out. Finally is my course Venom. That's my signature on-demand course. It's all about it's kind of like a one-on-one comprehensive course of like how to move from recovering people-pleasing into your quote villain era, and has lots of somatic practices. There's different modules that explore different topics. There's a lot of practical resources. There's like journal prompts. It's a really comprehensive course. If you are watching this, we still have, or listening to this podcast, we still have some spots left open for our Journey to Paradise retreat. So this is kind of going a different direction because we're just talking about anger and rage and being the asshole versus being the villain. But this retreat is really focused on pleasure and resourcing, which is actually really ties in because when you are setting boundaries after a lifetime of people pleasing, it can be stressful. It's a certain amount of stress on the nervous system, and there's nothing better than pleasure to resource your nervous system. And so our retreat is going to be all about pleasure. It's me and Tatiana Nocello, who is my dear friend. She's a yoga teacher and a woman's embodiment practitioner. This retreat will be from June 19th to June 23rd this year in 2024 in Three Rivers, California. And yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's a glamping ground, so there's glass cabins or like literally cabins made out of mirrored glass, so you can see out but no one can see in. And then glamping tents, like luxury glamping tents. It's gonna be absolutely incredible. This place is amazing. I have had so many restorative experiences here. Like truly, I went there after I was getting like fully just attacked by the internet and I was having panic attacks and a few days there and I just felt my nervous system completely reset and I didn't have panic attacks after that anymore. And yeah, it's just a beautiful space. So right now, as I'm filming this, we have one tent open and three cabins open. So we're a little over half booked and we fully expect to book out. So if you're interested, check out the link below. We also have great payment plans on that. And if you have any questions, you can send me an email at support@callysomatics.com. That'll be down in the description as well. So don't be an asshole. Enjoy your villain era, slay queen, king. You got it.
That's all for today for the Your Own Medicine podcast. Thank you so much for listening. These episodes do come out pretty sporadically, so if you'd like to be notified each time a new episode comes out, please subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And you can always follow my journey along, which I always post when a new episode comes out on my social media, TikTok and Instagram, at Kelly Klug Yoga. And feel free to keep in touch. You can also check out my website at callyklugyoga.com. Thanks for listening and see you next time.